Here's something from the Osaka World Fair for those of you who are going to Expo 70. The little interview with a guy named Tange, who was in charge of, he was the architect of it, and he was saying that he expected about 300 to 400,000 people peak there a day, and now they're getting more.
Or get peaked there a day.
If we even get over 500,000, I don't know what will happen, the architect said. That, however, is not his headache. The man whose headache it is, ultimately, is Taizo Ishizaka, the octogenarian president of the association putting on the fair, who is one of Japan's chief businessmen and has also been its chief Boy Scout, has said that the ideal situation at the fairgrounds would be one in which nobody could move at all, because then there could be no accidents.
Good. Oh. That's very good. Good thinking.
Wonderful.
That was your first mistake. You took your lucky break and broke it.
We're back here. Ladies and gentlemen, a sort of disconcerting thing happened while the record was on. The Firesign Theater left, outraged.
I think from their talk that they were very right.
Well,
they looked hungry to me.
But in any case, they're gone, and in their place to try and fill this hour is a group that I've been trying to get
our stomachs too.
To try and get on the air for some time. A new religious sect here in New York called the Gluttons. And the Gluttons have managed to come up today for lunch pail. Gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all.
Oh, it's a great pleasure to be here, Mr. Gorman. Gorman, you know, is a Hungarian dish. It is blood of a man, Gorman. And eat it and become strong like man so you can pray and eat more. Isn't that right, Wadi?
Yeah, that's right. What?
What?
Can you tell us a little bit about the Gluttons and when you established your sect? And
a little bit about it. Yet you don't know
we
the
have
Glutton.
No sect.
No,
no, sect, no.
We are
just
sectless.
Eat. Sectless.
The Glutton was the first originally in India, the old days, in about 2200 BC. And the Glutton was the religious sect, what believed that the thing that we all are doing together, to have to eat,
have
is to survive.
The only thing have to do.
The
together.
Only thing we have to do together is
eat.
To eat. And we all, we are all believing that. And so we are eating all the time now.
You look that extraordinary looking. How much do you weigh?
I am a very heavy glutton. I am of the rank of gourmet. I weigh 360 pounds.
That's
I'm 5'2", which make up for the
how much total?
Size.
How much weight?
I am
is
only
in your
a novice. I am known as a fat boy.
Fat boy.
I only weigh about 220 pounds.
Fat head, we call it.
Fat
him
head,
too.
Right? I have gone through the starch initiation, also known as the right to pablum. Isn't that not right?
The right to pablum?
Right to pablum. To enter the sect, one must eat 400 pounds of pablum in one night of ecstasy.
Oh, yes,
that's extraordinary. Have you done that? If all of you have eaten 400 pounds of pablum just to get into the sect?
Oh, sure.
That's extraordinary.
That's nothing. That's sugar. That's the aesthetic side.
That's in the high church, however, you know.
Well,
templum.
What do you do by nature of rituals and celebrations? And do you worship? Do you pray?
Well, you know, we sing.
You sing.
You went, oh, we are the gluttons,
we are the gluttons,
that is what we are. That's a translation from the Indian, which is, oh, yeah, no, no, the glutton, oh, yeah, the glutton, the glutton.
What prompted you to move from
hunger.
India here?
Hunger.
Hunger.
There's
despair.
No food there. Despair,
yeah.
Hunger,
death.
Denigration,
death.
Despair.
Political
no,
situation.
No food there. There's nothing but rice, and one cannot pray just eating
you
rice.
Can't eat cows there
no,
either, you
can't.
See.
We can't.
No, we can't eat cows here.
No, we can't.
Well, when did you arrive here? Just last week?
We came
week
over or? On a banana boat. It had taken 2 weeks to come
you
here.
You cleaned out now,
don't
you?
Totally.
Oh, yeah,
it was riding very high in the water by the time.
We ate the skins and everything, you know.
Would you like to read one of our prayers?
Oh, dear. This is one of the small prayers that we are reading. You are asking about our ceremonial and initiation rites, you know. Okay. This is one of the prayers that we have after several days of eating, you see. We all say this in chorus, but we say it in Hindi. And we can do that here. Oh, that's very good. We have some of that.
Sure, I want to
read it. Thank you. Yes.
I want to read the paper. Eat that on the other channel too, please.
Yes, please. Eat it. Yes, I am filled up with food. I get very exhausted.
Oh, yes.
I become dizzy as the golden flame flows out of my mouth. I flop down and my food smolders. Then the thing that always happens, the small flames scream at me to let them get out. I collapse and my heart breaks into smoldering pieces as the flames get taller and tear me open. It's an exotic experience.
Oh, you read very well too, Wajan. Very, very well.
That actually happens,
though? In Hindi, it is obscene, you know.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Of course, you have to get rid of all that terrible food somewhere, you know.
Well, I was wondering about that. Do you have to carry around special equipment?
Oh, and no.
Big bags. Big plastic bags.
Just plastic bags?
We call them sacks.
Sacks.
Where we give sackcloth. We have a sackcloth that we are. You notice we are wearing the ceremonial costume, which is a lobster bib, stained with the food, you see.
With the ecstasy of the last meal.
Oh, yes. These we are wearing these sheets, which are stained with food also.
And sweatpants.
The giving of the sack. When we say we gave Wahan the sack, many people in England think we fire him from the group.
No, we give him the sack for the food.
Big, yes. We have also we have a sect that broke off from us 3,000 years ago, known as the Flemmers.
The Flemmers.
The Flemmers. The Flemmers. They live entirely on phlegm. But that is a very strange sect, and they are actually heretical.
Tell me this. I think a lot of people have been disconcerted by...
Or you can get disconcerted in this country, which is illegal, you know, in India, you know, except in private to get disconcerted, man and woman.
Well, they've been troubled by your habit of carrying around the sacks with you, and it's really...
A man's got to eat, Mr. Gorman. A man must eat.
No, but I mean, I'm just talking about the waste product.
There is no waste.
Waste product. No, we are eating the waste product.
As well.
Oh, we have worked it all out where there's no waste. No, my goodness.
They are
studying us for the astronaut program, you know.
Yes, indeed.
You eat your own waste product. Oh, yeah. That's right.
The methane gas that we create uses to make the farm machinery to run to make the more food for us to eat.
Very effective.
Then you're really self-sufficient.
Recycling it into the system.
No, Hindu.
Hindu.
I saw a hand behind a tree. And it was green. I didn't stop to see whose hand it was. I thought it was a big green man hand. Oh, and I ran and ran and ran until I was out of air. My mother and father thought I was nuts. And my sister thought I was nuts. But I was not nuts. I was eating nuts.
That's
how it
works. Oh, would you open up that bag, please? Now you see, that is a bag of pig churls.
Mm-hmm.
400 pounds of pig churls.
It's extraordinary.
There is
one sheep churl in here.
We have been driven out of many countries because of our dietary habits. The Muslim countries tossed us out because of our tremendous passion for lamb and pig. We brought our own pigs into Turkey and were immediately shown to the border.
Well, did you have problems in customs coming in here?
Our customs give us problems all the time. Turkey. We brought the 400 turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but they were, you know, they were still alive. They had visas and everything. It was not the same.
We do not eat. The things we do not eat because of religious purposes are grains, macrobiotic foods, natural foods make us sick as a pig.
Yes.
And one of our members is a pig.
Chewing gum we eat a lot.
Chewing gum, bubble gum, very good. Cyclamate, very, very good. 4 or 5 grains of cyclamate with every meal.
What we do not eat.
Strong like lead.
Right.
We do not eat dead animals.
No, never eat dead
Only
animals.
Alive
it's a sin. It's a sin to eat a dead animal.
Right. You've got to participate in it with like an old friend, you see.
What plans do you have for touring?
We don't eat heat either.
Are you going to be traveling around the country? And
rolling, we call it.
Rolling around the country.
There's a song that we wrote from the Hindi.
We're the gulatan.
Oh, yes, we keep gluttoning around. Oh, it's wonderful. We are going to be playing the El Manti Legion Hall. We're going to be doing the Veterans Tap Dance Hall in Providence.
Providence.
And we are going to be eating our way across the Midwest.
There's a baked beans festival in Maine that we will be attending.
Yes, indeed.
We have great slogans. I will read you another one of our
slogans.
Do that,
please?
Yes, this is a revolutionary statement.
Pig, please?
Yes, pass him that pig, will you? Sometimes this is a translation from one of the great statements that is written over our temple, the temple of the stomach.
Right.
It's just outside of New Delhi.
It's known as the Tommy Temple.
Sometimes when you meet your relatives, you think you're a lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Just right. That is what's written. And that mantra alone has driven crazy many novice, or as we say, fat boys. The many little monks that hang around the temple eating scraps.
What was
scrap
the difficult...
Scrap iron, pig iron. Pig is our favorite.
You
pig
eat iron?
What?
Pig iron? Scrap iron?
Oh, don't. He's making fun of us.
I believe
He must be talking silly. Eat pig iron? That is incredible. No, aluminum, of course, for the veins and the liver.
What were the most difficult?
Silver for the kidney. Zinc
the most
for the
difficult parts of your initiation.
He thinks we're savages.
the most difficult part of our
initiation ceremony.
Oh, well, I suppose
the pablum you had to eat.
The pablum comes very much later. You know, that's the sustenance of the great stomach.
That's making of the great bloated intestine, which is the cornucopia of the gluttons, the great intestine, right? Or the large intestine.
Mm-hmm. What else did you have to go through? Eat your way
customs.
Through? Customs. No. I mean in the initiation.
Initiation. Other things? Swallowing goldfish. That is a fraternity practice here that was picked up from old glutton practice, which is when you visit the emperor's court, eat anything in the courtyard, I think is the old mantra. And the only thing in the inner courtyard is a great carp goldfish.
I'm having a religious experience.
Oh, wait.
I'm having a religious experience.
Thank you, Shiva.
I can feel it coming now.
Oh, here it comes.
That was your first mistake.
Exit center to Funway. Mr. President, okay. I'd like to introduce you to
illegal character in line.
Rubber!
Go away.
What's happening?
I'm sorry, this ride is closed.
This ride is
Exit
closed.
Center to
Funway. I've been waiting for 10 minutes from here to listen to the president talk to me. What's happening? I think he broke a power off. He broke the president. Hey, it's all slanted there.
My nose is really stuffed up, you know.
Yeah, take some of this inhalant. Why don't we just sit in front of the old tube and just watch it today, okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Shall I turn it on?
Turn it on, baby.
Okay.